Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to appreciate Bishop Eric Jones. He wouldn't like me to call him a bishop, but I want to call him a bishop. You are a covenant friend, covenant brother. God bless you. Church, God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you for all you're doing. Last Friday, I was amazed when we closed from church, nobody was ready to go home. 1 hour, we're still here talking. And I said, this is a family. Have it alive? Keep it up. You have a future. The church have a future. You have a future. I see the spirit of overtaking. The anointing that can cause you to overtake over your life. It was said to Ahab the king, run home, by the prophet Elijah. It's going to rain.
Come on.
And you never believe it. He was riding chariot and horses. When the rain started coming, the man of God who could pray for the nation had nothing to ride on. Well, Ahab was in his chariot in the fifth gear, riding home. My Bible said, maybe not yours, my Bible said, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. He ran and overtook. I declare that anointing over you. May the hand of the Lord come upon you. And whatever you are doing, may the hand of the Lord come upon you to overtake. To overtake. To overtake. To reach grounds you could not reach. To do things beyond your imagination. To do the uncommon. To do the impossibility. I declare over your life. For his glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can I hear amen from somebody this morning? Can I hear amen from somebody this morning? Let me hear a loud amen from somebody this morning. Let me hear a confident amen from somebody this morning. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Shout and say, he's alive. Say with me, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. He's not dead. He's not dead. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Someone sang this song this way. Is it God sent his hand? They call him Jesus. He came to live, heal and forgive. He came to die. He came to die. He came to die. To bear my burden. An empty grave. An empty grave. An empty grave. He is there to prove my Savior lives. Yes. Come on, get up on your feet and look into the eyes of somebody.
Yes.
And tell him an empty grave is there that my Savior lives. Look into his eyes and say to him, an empty grave is there to prove that Jesus is alive. There is an evidence that he is alive. Hallelujah. There is an evidence.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, listen to me, church. There is a proof. There is an evidence that Jesus is alive. Be seated. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Sweet church. Vibrant church. Militant church. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost church. Fire church. Hallelujah. When I say, when I say Holy Ghost fire, say catch the fire. Those are some of the African terms. When I say Holy Ghost fire, say catch the fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Catch the fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Catch the fire.
Yes, the Bible says when Jesus came, you know what? How do you call it? Prophet John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, the man coming after me, I cannot untie his shoe. I cannot do it. But when he come, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and what?
Fire.
You didn't answer me. With the Holy Ghost and what?
Fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Yes.
When I say Holy Ghost fire, say yes. Catch it, catch it. Holy Ghost fire.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Praise God. Go with me to the Bible, if you would. Are you ready?
Amen.
I love the word. It's sweeter than honey. Hallelujah. It's sweeter than honey. If you have the word in you, the world will not be in you. Can I say that again? If you have the word in you, the world will not be close to you. Amen?
Amen?
Get the word inside you.
Yes.
Tell a neighbor, get the word inside you. The word rule the world. The word of God rule the world.
Amen.
The word of God rule the world. If you have that word in you, alive in you, the world will not be part of you. Cannot be, will not be part of you. John chapter 15. I love that word. We will read from verse number 4, if you would. John chapter 15, verse number 4 to 11. Let's hear the word of God.
Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
Sovereign Lord, we thank you for your word. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Last Friday I began a series that I may not be able to end it today. But I pray that somehow by the grace of God, you will discover this. And then begin to dive into it in the name of Jesus. I was talking about the mystery or the secret of bearing fruit. The secret of bearing fruit. And in my discussion over the weekend, we discovered that 11 times Jesus made mention of a word in New King James, he made mention of this word abide. 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 11 times. And in our discussion, we discovered that the secret of bearing fruit is abiding. It's nothing more than that. The secret of bearing any kind of fruit in life is not about being part of a family. It's not about paycheck. It's nothing more than abiding in Christ. And Jesus metaphorically used the vine to communicate. 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 That idea to the people. I believe he was talking to men and women that have been famous and understand the relationship between the vine and the branch and the vine dresser. And Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you have no dream. You have no vision. You have no purpose. You have no fulfillment. And I define the word abide. That the word abide from the Greek word is called meno. Meno. Wait a minute. I'm not up to the PowerPoint here. Meno. Hallelujah. The word abide means meno. And it means to dwell in Christ. To stay in Christ. To settle in Christ. The Hebrew, the Shekinah, settle his glory. Settle down. Not being double-minded. Settle down in him. And I've used the word remain. That was the word the NIV used. Remain in me. And I remain in you. And I said to you guys that when you walk among the vine, have you ever seen the vine struggling to live? No. Have you ever seen the branches of a vine struggling to survive? No. They just abide. They are calm. They settle on the vine. And all their duty, all their responsibility, all that they are called to do is to have an intimacy relationship with Christ, the real vine. Today, you must become a walking vine, a walking what branch? Hallelujah. Having your faith, having your trust, having your faith in him, and staying in the word of God, abiding, having a devotion, daily devotion with him, the vine. And I said that there is something in the vine called the sap. Say sap. Come on, say it again.
Sap.
Say it like an African preacher.
Sap.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh. There is a sap in the tree, in the vine, that flow naturally Listen to me again. There is a sap in the vine that flow naturally into the branch. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. If he is a real vine and you are the branches, then every life in him, the Holy Ghost, must flow. You must draw that life. Say, I will draw that life today. Come on. Say with me, I will draw that life today. Listen to me. The wisdom in him. There is wisdom in God. There is wisdom in Christ. If you abide like a branch, that wisdom will flow into you. The same sap in the vine is the same sap in the branch. Can I say that again? I said the same sap in the branch, in the vine, is the same sap in the branch. The same spirit that was exerted on Christ on his resurrection day, the same Holy Spirit you have received. And my question to you this morning is this: where have you been abiding? In whom are you abiding? King David put it this way: He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. Hey, he that dwelleth, where have you been dwelling? He that dwelleth in the secret place, in the hidden place of the Most High God. You will get high with the Most High when you dwell in his shadow. Hallelujah. You will enjoy his security. Are you ready for something today?
Amen.
Everyday life, are you ready for something today?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, help me preach. Can I preach?
Yes.
I'm not preaching yet. I'm just talking. Hallelujah. Oh, my Jesus. Today, my topic is simple. The evidence. The evidence of abiding in Christ. Show it for me. The evidence of abiding. What is the evidence? You are evident church. Evident life. Evident love. Evident grace. Evident power. Evident anointing. Evident family. And I chose to use the word. The evidence of abiding in Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you need to discover it. Your discovery will make you recover. Your discovery of this mystery shall make you what? Recover. And you will recover from today. Everything that the canker worms and the locusts have eaten away from you, you will recover because of your connection with him. You will recover, hallelujah, as a result of your connection with the vine. Hallelujah. Say, I am the branches. Say with me, I am the branch. And Jesus is the real vine. And from today, I will abide. My responsibility is to abide in him alone. It came to a time in my life. There are things I just thought of them. Think of them. Think about them. Just have a thought of it and God provide. He just provided. Sometimes I just talk about it. And the Lord made a provision. I don't know how. But it's in the vine. Are you here with me? Yes. It's in the vine. Whether old or young, it's in the vine. Hallelujah. Yes. It's in the vine. There is protection in the vine. Let me tell you something. The first thing you need to discover, that is an evidence. Amen? Yes. That is an evidence to what? To abide in the Lord. The first ever evidence I want to discover is that you will bear more and much fruit. That is the first evidence of abiding. Look at it. You will bear more and much fruit. When the branch abide, give to me. When the branch does what? Abide. Let's assume this is a vine tree. Hallelujah. And let's take it, this is a branch, all right? When so long as this branch abide, sorry, so long as this branch does what? Abide. Every life, every fruit, it is the branch that does what? Talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. That's what? It is not the vine. Take it from me. It is not the vine. The vine is the source and the sustainer. Is the source and the sustainer and the strength. But the branch is the bearer of the fruit. Therefore he said, he cut off every branch in me, the Father. Cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it would be more, what? Even more fruitful. I'm sorry for the caller. Hallelujah. Even more fruitful. Two words were used. And the next one says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. The only way you as a child of God, I don't care the background of your family. I don't care the background of your finances. I am saying that if you can abide in the Lord, money or no money, house or no house, food or no food, light or no light, God will become the source. You can bear fruit. God's ultimate desire as the owner of the vine is that you bear more, not few. From today, you can do nothing less than that. You can only bear more and much. Two words were used. More. Say more.
More.
And much fruit. Say from today, so long as I connect myself daily, continually in his word and in intimacy relationship with him, I will bear more and much fruit in my life, in my calling, in my business, in the name of Jesus. Your connection to him will result to fruit bearing. Fruit bearing. I speak to that woman who is childless. I connect you by the power of God. That you receive life in your barrenness. You receive life. Recently, my wife and myself, last year, September, my wife and myself, we traveled to Orlando. And this lady, This gentleman proposed love to a young lady for marriage. And the lady was afraid to say yes to the man. She almost wanted to say yes. But she's afraid because she felt maybe I wouldn't give birth because of some past experiences. And what had been told her, you will not be able to conceive. That was a word spoken to her. I don't know who. I gave it to read. You read the article, the text message sent to us. The breakthrough text message. And my wife said, oh, say yes to the man. Do you love the man? I said, yes, I love him. And why do you want to say no? He said, because of this and this reason. Come on, say yes. You will give birth. You will become pregnant. And my wife lay hands. Do you know every pastor's wife have an anointing of God over them? My wife lay hands on this woman on the stomach and prophesied. She spoke forth. She removed the negative word and replaced with divine what? Word of God. They got married in November. She's pregnant. Hallelujah. The lady in Orlando, she's highly pregnant. So when we came this time, she sent a text message to someone to be forwarded to us. Now, thank Pastor Emmanuel and his wife because of this and this and that. Amen. And I think Friday I was asking to read it to someone here. Let me tell you, you might not be barren physically as a woman. Maybe your business is barren. No fruit is coming forth. I declare to you in the name of Jesus, according to the word of the Lord. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, if you are obedient to my word, you will enjoy the fruit of the land. I declare to you in the name of Jesus, so long as you remain as a vine, may you be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, in your marriage, in your business, be fruitful. In Jesus' name I pray. Where there is no joy, I release joy there. Where there is no peace, I speak the peace of God there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. You will not die. You will live to declare the works of the Lord. Amen. Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
Listen to this. The next thing I want you to discover, there is another evidence of bearing fruit. It's not only we bearing fruit. It's not only we bearing more and much fruit, but also what? We allow the Lord to prune us. Can I say that again? We allow the Lord to prune us. The Father want to prune us. Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches, and my Father is the vine dresser. Who is the vine dresser? The Father God. The word Father means source and sustainer. The word Father means source and sustainer. He sustains all things. He sustained all things. Listen to this. He cut off every branch in me, divine Christ, that bears no fruit. While every branch that does not bear fruit, he, the Father, the vine dresser, the divine vine dresser prunes. Will you be ready when the Lord wants to prune you? How will you feel when God says your commitment is not enough? He's not after 49% commitment. He's after holistic commitment. Your whole life. He's not after your intellectualism. He's after your heart.
Come on. Come
What will you say? Will you be ready? This pruning is not the vine that does it. It is the vine dresser. Yeah. And this morning, I see God the Father among us, walking among us this morning. He's walking among the vine. He's walking among you. He's walking among the vine, looking at what? The branches. Remember the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is what? The Word of God. And He will cut out. This one is not good. That lies you believe. There are some lies we have believed all our life. He will cut it. And this morning, there are some beliefs in you that you know are not scripturally right. God wants to prune them. Oh man. Prune. Sometimes the branches refuse. Don't cut me. Pain. Don't cut me. This is too painful. Listen to me. When He cuts that part of you, that fear in you, fear of the unknown, even though you know intellectually that in the Bible there are 365 words, fear not, yet it's not here. If the Father is the vine dresser, Pastor Rick was sharing with me yesterday when we were talking in the car when we were going to a funeral, and he said, we're discussing the word because it's difficult for us to take all these words out of our mouth and out of our heart. And we're discussing and he said, look, there are some bugs. In a box, bugs, yeah, parasites, insects that will fly around to eat the fruit. There are some locusts that will try to come and eat the fruit that you need to bear. The Father is always in the vine, walking among the vine to drive away, to cut away, to remove everything that would destroy the vine and the fruit. That is divine protection.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
And anytime He cut off something, no matter how you feel, the sap flew out. There are some lies we believe. He cut it. And you think people will know because you are exposed. Listen to me. Every tree that is cut this way, the sap flow. And the sap will bring healing. The sap will flow out immediately and cover the mouth. The Holy Spirit is your coverer. Whenever the Lord cuts some part of your life, what he cut that lifestyle, that character, that behavior that is growing to ruin your life. When he cut it up, the Holy Spirit covered it. He covered that place. He covered that place. That lies we speak for sometimes in our life. Sometimes we speak some lies that are not godly. I mean, we lie to people. Listen to me. He cut it off. He pruned. He pruned. He pruned. Say, Lord, prune me. Say, Lord, prune me. Say, Lord, prune me. Listen to me. Sometimes he pruned us so that we can prioritize our priorities.
Yes.
He pruned us to prioritize our priority. He wants to be the number one person on your list. If you make God first in your life, you'll be first in His life. If God becomes first in your finances, in whatever you do, in your decision, when God becomes first in your decision, you become first in God's agenda. For your decision determines the future you create around yourself. Every choice you are making, God want to be the first. Hallelujah. Oh, are you there? What is it in your life right now that you want the Lord to cut? The Spirit of God wants to cut some things off. Some things that are in our life that we make them gauze. He wants to cut them off. Why the cutting? So that you bear more. Oh my God. Why the pruning? The pruning was not to destroy your life.
No.
It's for your own good. For my own good. Lord, prune me. Lord, prune me. Lord, prune my life. Say with me, Lord, prune me. Lord, prune me. So that I can bear more and much fruit for your kingdom. You know what? He said, so that you can bear more and much fruit in every area of this life. Do you know there are 7 pillars in every society? Pillars or mountains. Governance, marriage, media, education. And when I say governance, I mean governance and leadership. Business, education, there are 7 media, arts, and entertainment. They are in this room here. You can read them on this room here. I saw them here. They are here. Pastor Eric put them there. Do you know what God is saying to you? He said that evident life, you are to fit in those areas, those 7 areas. If you are called in the area of media, when they are looking for marriage, good marriage in this world, you must become the light. When it comes to governance and leadership, you must be found in that place. Not the worldly man. You must be that leader. And when the Lord prune you, when he prune you very well, you can fit in that place. If you are a Christian educator, will you influence your school with Christianity or any other religion? Which one? If you are a judge, will you sign and approve anything which will not glorify God? God is preparing you. Preparing you. To fit in these areas. So that your fruit may remain. Your fruit will be known. Not be hidden. God wants your fruit. Not just to be more. Or march, but remain. As an individual and as a church. That's why sometimes we receive rebuke in love. You don't walk away. Stay. Sometimes there are some angers in us that the Lord will take the sword of a spirit. He will cut it. He wants to take that anger, that ungodly anger away. Why? Because he wants you to be fruitful and bear much fruit for his glory, not for your glory. Hallelujah. The next thing I want you to discover is that, listen to this. Come on, go ahead. The next thing is this. As we allow the Lord to prune us, And we bear fruit. We also depend on him.
Yes.
Do you know that a branch cannot bear fruit except he depend on the vine?
That's right.
So as a child of God, we have a sense of what? Dependency. You don't live an independent life. You depend on Christ, the solid rock. You depend on Christ, the real vine. He said, I am the real vine. Another Bible said, I am the true vine. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That means we can't do anything that is real and valuable. And we cannot fulfill the purpose and the mandate of our existence. As a branch, depend on the vine to fulfill the purpose of his existence. So, as a child of God, you must depend on him. He told Joshua, before you can conquer Jericho, before you can divide the land and conquer the cities, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night and observe to do everything therein. Then you will be successful and have good success. He said, then you will prosper and have good success. Do you want success or good success? Depend on the word. Jesus, the real vine. Depend. Are you fighting some battles? What kind of battles are you fighting? Is there any battle that your forefathers have fought? And today you are still fighting those battles in your home. You can overcome. You can't use the method that our forefathers used yesterday to fight, and they fell. They fell and fell and fell and fell. Can I tell you something? Use the method of Christ, depending on him. Depending on him. That he is the source of your strength. The source of everything. That means that the branch draw life. The branch draw what? Life. The branch draw what?
Life.
Every day you must draw life. Every day you must draw life. You must draw the life of Christ. You must draw the power of Christ. You must draw the anointing of Christ. You must draw the power of Christ. The message of God are new every morning. If you don't draw it, you can't receive it. Draw it. Draw it. Depend on him. A king called King Asa was depending on Assyria for battle. He fell several times. He could not succeed. But the moment he received a rebuke from the prophet of God, he now looked up to God and depend on God for success and victory in the battle. And my Bible said, from that day, the fruit he bore on the battlefield was victory. 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 Listen to me. King Jehoshaphat said, Lord, let me read it to you. King Jehoshaphat said something. There was a battle that confronted Jehoshaphat and Judah. Four nations merged together to fight the city of Judah, of which Jehoshaphat the king was the man in charge of the city of Judah. He went before God alone and prayed. And they also called the church for prayer. When you are called for prayer, what do you do? Oh, I'm tired. Oh, just go and pray for us. Pray with us. Be praying for us. No. Sometimes we need a congregational prayer.
Amen.
We need to come together and speak one voice in Acts chapter 4, verse 23. When the church was highly persecuted and Peter and John were beaten, they ran to the church. And verse 24 says, when they reported the issue to the church, they all raised their voice together and prayed. And the Bible said the place where they prayed was shaken. And the word of God spread all over the world.
Amen.
When the battle confronted Jehoshaphat, he prayed and said, Lord, listen to what he said. Oh God, our Lord, will thou judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. Neither do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. When this word came to God in heaven, but our words, our eyes are upon you, immediately God said, oh, I must calm down. Because these guys, their eyes are on me. The Lord came down and fight the battle for them. Can we imagine God throwing stone against your enemy? Can we imagine God confusing the language of your enemy? Just by abiding, depending on Him. When we depend on Him, your prayers are answered. Check it out. When we depend on Him, our prayers are answered. Hallelujah. Our prayers are answered. Come on, go ahead. Our prayers are answered. When we depend on Him, our prayers are answered. What the Bible said is this. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word in you, ye shall ask anything and it shall be given to you. Ask anything when you abide. When you abide. When you abide. Zachariah was just abiding. Elizabeth was just abiding for years. And when the fullness of God's time came, the angels was released and said unto them, your prayers have been answered. Your prayer can be answered, shall be answered, will be answered as we abide in the vine. And the last thing I want to talk about quickly, when I stop, quickly, is that your love for God or your love for Jesus and His people grow. And that love is always unconditional, persistent, and unlimited. Not only that, click it again, 1 minute. Did you see that? Your joy, your inner joy, your inner joy. We'll stay. Shall we be on our feet this morning? Shall we stand? Please. When we depend on Him as a branch, He touches our life. Just lift up your hand in a minute. Begin to talk to God. Speak to God in a minute. Speak to Him. Speak to God in a minute. Tell Him. Express your trust in Him. Do it. Kabalaba Shakaba. Mandalabo Shakabra Labraya. Lord, we depend on you. Lord, we rely on you. Lord, we depend on you. You are the source and the sustainer of our life. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us to the brim. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Right now, as your hands are up, I feel the power of God flowing to you. He's taking that sickness away out of your system. He's bringing healing to your bodies. Healing to your emotional areas of your life. He's restoring that which you have lost. I see the restoration coming from the real vine to the branch. In the name of Jesus. Receive the newness of life. May your energy be renewed. In the name of Jesus. As Everyday Life Church, remain as a branch of Christ in this city. The fruit shall be known. Not only in Gilbert. Not only in Arizona. Not only in Africa. Not only in America. Not only in India. Not only in Asia. In every corner of the world. Lord, let your fruit remain and be known. In the name of Jesus. Come on. I sense in my spirit there is a flow of the Holy Ghost. I call him sap. Just like the sap flow from the vine to the branch. I feel the move of the Holy Ghost flowing into somebody. Bringing joy. Bringing peace. Bringing joy. Bringing peace. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. You are financially barren. Somebody's here who is financially barren. There is somebody here right now. You are financially barren. There is a flow coming into your pocket. There is a flow coming. The flow of the Spirit that makes all things alive. The flow of the Spirit that makes all things alive. Everything that is dead in your system, be alive, be alive, be alive, be alive. In the name of Jesus. In that business of yours that is dying. Oh! Let the life of Christ divine flow in that place. And let there be fruitfulness. Let there be fruitfulness. Let there be fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I command the mountain to leave. And I speak your peace in that place. Lord, the same power. The same power that conquered the grave is in you. Is in you. The same power that conquered the grave is in you. Is in you. The same power that conquered the grave is in you. Is in you. Somebody help me. Come on, sing it aloud. Woo! Listen to me. The same power in the vine flow into the branch. The same power in Christ. Hallelujah. That same power that resurrected Christ Jesus lives in you. That same power. It's here. Lift up your head. Let's sing this song together.
Same power that conquered the grave is in you. It's in you. Same power that conquered the grave is in you. Is in you. The same power that
Amen. We need to remember that truth. That same sap that flows through the vine is flowing through the branches and it's creating the fruit. It's coming from the vine to the branches, creating the fruit. And our Heavenly Father, the vine dresser, is at work in our lives, sanctifying us, cutting off those things that are preventing us from moving forward into why the Lord created us in the first place. You know, God has a plan and a purpose for every one of our lives, for a hope and a future. It's to be those branches that are bearing much fruit. There's special fruit that God has created you to produce for His glory. And it's as we remain in Him, and it's as we draw near to Him that that fruit comes forth and glorifies our Father in heaven. It glorifies our Father in heaven as we draw near to Jesus Christ and as we depend on Him. The fruit happens. That's just God's economy. That's how God works. Remain in Him. It's the only way to live. If you've got bugs and insects that have been coming around and trying to rob the fruit, eating away at your life, remain in the vine, and the vine dresser, our Heavenly Father, He will take care of those insects, those pests. Remain in Him. It's the only way to live. It's a beautiful way to live. And the last thing that Pastor Emmanuel said, joy is a result of that. How many of us want more joy? I want more joy. I desire to have more joy. Real joy only comes from the vine. It only comes from abiding in Him. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You. God, we thank You that we get to be branches, that we are branches connected to Christ Jesus. And we thank You that we don't have to strive to produce fruit. We just need to abide and it happens. And God, we want fruit not so that we can look like the best branch on the vine, but so that You will be glorified, God. The fruit is there to glorify You, God. And we want our lives to glorify You. So we say this day, and I just speak that over all of us who love Jesus here, that we choose this day. And moving forward to abide in You, Christ Jesus. To trust You because You're good and You're faithful and You never disappoint. There is nothing and no one better. We love You, Jesus. We abide in You. Be glorified in our lives. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen.